An Accra High Court has ruled that the executive director of the Center for Freedom and Accuracy, Andrew Awuni, has no capacity to bring the sale of Merchant Bank to Forties to court. Justice Sophia Benascu Essah said Mr. Awuni cannot bring the case to court in his capacity as a citizen and also as a contributor to SNET. She said if the application is granted, it will amount to equating every SNET contributor to a trustee or a board member of SNET who are mandated by law to take decisions concerning SNET. Court correspondent Beatrice Opong has the rest of the story.
Mr. Awuni filed the application at the court to challenge the sale of Merchants Bank to Forties. This he did as a citizen of the country and also as a contributor to SNET. According to him, every decision taken by SNET affects him as a contributor. This position was, however, contested by the lawyer for Forties, Tony Lita, who claimed that Mr. Awuni, as an individual and a mere contributor to the fund, cannot bring the action to court. Mr. Lita said SNET is regulated by statutes, and the board has the right to make decisions concerning it. Continuing with the ruling, Justice Benascu Essah said Mr. Awuni failed to show prima facie as to his capacity to take the action. She said SNET as a body is regulated by law, and he as an individual cannot disagree with what the law agrees on. The judge noted that Mr. Awuni failed to show that the action has violated his rights as a contributor. No cost was awarded against Mr. Awuni. Mr. Lita was unhappy with the court's decision not to award cost. He said the action by Mr. Awuni has brought huge damage to Merchants Bank and Forties. He said Mr. Awuni should have been heavily engaged to deter others from taking similar actions. Lawyer for Mr. Awuni, Edward Fabio, said his client will appeal against the court's decision.
Beatrice Opong filed that report.
We have on the line lawyer Maurice Ampau to give us some explanations and observations. Hello, lawyer Ampau. If you can hear me, what was your immediate reaction to the High Court's ruling? What was your immediate reaction to the High Court's ruling?
Okay, well, I think it is lawful and the law, and the High Court has spoken as to the statute. It is true that I think that Awuni in law does not have the capacity to use the clause. I thought that even before the sharing that the law doesn't make and then Bank of Ghana and then the American Bank will not allow Awuni to have the capacity to sue. So it, I think that is the law. Then it is about how the law, and that should be it.
It was expected.
Yeah, definitely. It was a good decision. Because I think that if you look at the law governing, there is no way Awuni will have the legal capacity to sue, even if he's a shareholder.
What are the implications if Awuni's team appeals the ruling?
I don't think he will appeal against the ruling. The implications are that what Awuni can do is to look for political pressure. You know, let people begin to put pressure on the whole deal, let people begin to ask for full disclosure, and let the public opinion reflect the truth of the transaction.
Thank you for talking to us. Maurice Ampau is a lawyer.